Hi guys, is it recording? Oh man, wait a second guys. I just put two on the table because I'm about to open. Oh yeah, baby. I took a huge container. What is the word for this? I have no idea, but it's basically one of those like water containers that keep the liquid either warm or cold depending on what was the temperature you put it on the first place. And I just pour really iced coffee, very nice friend. So now I have iced coffee and this is amazing. I'm living the best life. Anyway, today is July 3rd. I am so delicious and refreshing. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. Usually, guys, I record the podcast on Thursdays, but tomorrow is 4th of July, and so it's a bank holiday, and I won't have time to record this. My friend Amy and I are going to Governor's Island to spend 4th of July, my first 4th of July actually in the US, and I'm so excited. We're having a picnic and we're going to eat food and do flower crowns because she wanted to do flower crowns, so we're doing flower crowns. How are you guys? I was just like reading your comments. I love reading your comments. And they hit me home. They hit me home, my loves. Not only because you're also struggling with being on a weird place right now in the sense of like being stuck or on a limbo or a waiting room, which is kind of nice because I feel less lonely. But also because there was something that Petite Fleur said. Hi, baby. Thank you so much for your comment, by the way. She said that one thing that I have noticed about you and which I love is that you're very observant and not many people are. She was describing how I just, the last time we talked, you guys, I noticed that the guy at the New Yorker, like the cartoonist, took out of his wallet, the cartoon that he did, like the cartoon that was published. And to me, guys, I just like, I love paying attention to those things because most of the time they are very unnoticed. I'm using all the right words, but in the sense that I guess, first of all, thank you so much for noticing that, Petite Fleur. The truth is I haven't noticed that I am observant, but I guess now it makes sense because usually artists, we tend to be very observant people in the sense that since I draw about what I see and since I draw about not only my experiences, but other people's experiences or how other people see the world and how we perceive the world, I guess I had to become a very observant person because it can come as like a technical, is it technical, the word? it's a tool that I need on my side because I need to pay attention, for example, on about how people sit, for example, or how they walk or the way you grab like a cup of coffee, how you handle things, their facial expressions, because I have to draw them. And I'm sure writers also experience this because they also have to constantly pay attention on how people say things or phrase things. So I guess I'm not only saying that artists usually are observants because a lot of people are and they're not artists, but I think especially artists, we have to be observant. Thank you so much for observing that. Did you see what I did? to say it, Petite Fleur, because I was just like, oh my God, she's so sweet. Anyway, how are you guys? Welcome to podcast newsletter. Today, it's a very gloomy day. It's hot as hell, but I just took out a box fan that I bought the other day at Muji, and it's the tiniest, cutest thing I've ever seen. It's so tiny. It's like a USB plug fan, and it's really, really nice. So I turn it on because I turn off the AC just so I can talk to you without any distractions and noises. I mean, I think that's the beauty of this podcast, that you can listen to absolutely everything that it's going on here, because I am not in a studio. I am in a studio, but I am not in like a recording studio. And this is not a professional podcast. It's just me talking to you. How are you guys? Tell me about your lives. I love reading your comments about the things that you're doing. My life has been really nice lately. Where can I start? So I don't know if you remember, but 2 weeks ago I was in a very weird funk. I was in a very unproductive and like loopy hole mindset, in the sense that I am still waiting for a lot of people to get back to me, which is super frustrating. So I decided to take things on my own hands, and that was, my loves, the best thing in this world. Of course, I didn't want it to take things on my own hands. I just wanted to keep being a blob and not doing anything, and just like, oh, I can't do anything because of the reasons. Because let's be honest, it's way more comfortable to keep, like, not only complain, because complaining is amazing. It's so easy, and you have an amazing time when you complain because you're unleashing stuff. And it's also super comfortable to stay in the same spot, like mentally and also physically. But I'm like, no, I just want to get out of this weird funk. And I took myself out of it by forcing myself to do things. And this is like the update of that situation. I am so happy I did it, my loves, because I have been experiencing such productive days lately. So last week I screen printed all of the t-shirts I have, and it was insane. So it took me 3 days to screen print all of them, not the whole day, but it was so nice to just like see them there, and they look so tidy and nice, and I'm so happy they're done. So now I have to heat press them. I don't know if that's even a verb, but I have to apply heat. So in order the paint, I had no idea about this, by the way, this was like super new information for me, but in order to seal the paint, and in order, like, if you want to wash them or do anything with the t-shirts, in order to seal the paint, you have to apply lots of heat. So that's why I bought a heat press. And oh my god, you guys, it's been the nicest investment I have ever done, because even though it wasn't like, oh my god, $1,000, it was just like $120, which is still a lot. I'm so happy I did it, but because I used to like literally iron with an iron all the t-shirts, and it took me so long. Anyway, also, besides being super productive with the t-shirts, I also printed lots of labels and stickers that I had been avoiding to print for so long, because I was like, no, let's just wait until the website is ready in order to do everything. No, and I'm just like, no, this has to stop. This has to stop. Can you listen? Okay, I'm doing that hand gesture with my thigh. I'm like, no, this is enough. I'm going to do it. And it's been really nice because I printed lots of stickers that I'm going to use for the website. Just like really tiny, stupid details that I was avoiding to do. And now I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I feel legit. And I also yesterday, finally, you guys, I set up a PO box. Now, this is the thing with a PO box. It's not a PO box in the sense that it's a service by my local independent post office, and by independent I mean they're not like USPS, they're like another thing. They're not USPS, and they're not UPS. They're a mailing facility basically here in Brooklyn, and they sell mailing stuff, and also they offer mailbox rental. But this is the thing, since I am using my PO box as a return address for my parcels, the parcels that they for some reason get sent back or get lost or whatever, they don't fit even like the biggest mailbox rental they had available. So the only service they offered me was to receive the parcels. So every time they get a parcel, I have to pay like $4 or whatever. So here's the deal, guys. I can't, we'll have to figure something out with the PO box situation, because if you send me things, they will charge me for it, which is the worst. So we'll have to just figure it out. I was thinking even like giving you the address of the mailbox of my building, not my office, but my building, and see what happens. Let me know if you think that's a good idea. But that's the only thing that I can think of that we can do right now, because otherwise, if, I don't know, four of you send me something, which I'm always appreciative of, by the way, I will have to pay just to get it. But that's not, I cannot pay it as a business expense. I don't know. Anyway, that was the only thing that I could think of in order to have a PO box address. But the good thing is that since that's done right now, I can finally print a return address label for my packages. So that's really nice. What else, my loves? It's been really interesting also in the sense that I've been working a lot besides the shop on this thing with the New Yorker. I sent yesterday another set, like batches of comics, and I'm already in the mindset that they're going to say no. It's been so hard, my loves, to get to know myself and the voice and what I want to say, because it's been really hard for me to talk about the things that I want to say without me being the person saying them on the comics. So if you go to my Instagram, for example, every time I upload something, it's me, the person who is telling the story, because surprise, surprise, I am the one who experienced that situation or like reflection about something or anything, and like the experience. I am the vessel of that experience. So it's very hard for me to not only change the format in which the joke is happening, because suddenly I have to have a joke in one frame and I don't get to be the protagonist, which I actually prefer not, like me not being the protagonist. So it's been really weird. I was talking to Ed about this because we were talking about Louis C.K. Louis C.K. is a comedian. Of course you know who Louis C.K. is. A lot of people know Louis C.K. I don't like the guy anymore, guys, if I can be super honest. And a lot of you are going to be upset about this because he's super funny and he's amazing. But after the thing, like the sexual harassment accusations he had, I just can't look back. I don't like the guy anymore. I think he's very talented. And I, of course, laugh a lot on all of his jokes and routines and things that happened before the accusations. But after that, I just couldn't unsee all the things that he did. But something like really interesting that he said once on an interview, and I'm sure I already mentioned this on the podcast, but this goes back to the conversation I was having with Ed the other day. He said that he spent several years working on his routine way before he was like so the successful person that he is today. And he was like working his ass off and no one was laughing about his jokes. And he was like super just like living with the minimum. He wasn't making any money out of it. And he was just like miserable. And one day he had the chance to meet this like amazing comedian. And he said that when he met this comedian, this famous comedian told him, oh no, you have to just like throw away the stuff you have right now and start all over again. And he was like, no, I can do it. I can't do this because I've been working on this routine for like 7 years and I think it's amazing. And the comedian is, the the older guy was like, no, if no one is laughing and if you feel like it's not working, throw it away and start all over again. And Louis C.K. said, but what should I do after I do this? Like, what do you do every time like you're done with a routine? And he's like, I throw it away and I start right again from the start. And then you just have to dig deeper. And Louis C.K. was like, what do you mean dig deeper? And he's like, he said, you just have to always find stuff deeper about yourself, deeper about the things that are happening to you, but make it funny. So that was when Louis C.K.'s career started to take off, when he started talking about things that no one was talking about and like being really, I guess, funny and about all the stuff about parenting and what it felt like to be a single dad. Not a single dad, because he used to be married, but he take the custody of the kids, and like having two younger, really young daughters, and what it felt like to suddenly, I don't know, being in charge of these two human beings. Anyway, it was a really interesting video. But what I mean with all of this that I'm saying, that is taking so long, I'm so sorry, is that now I am in that stage, guys, and it's so frustrating to dig deeper, because working, and please just like add a couple of quotes to the working situation, but like working for the New Yorker, or like trying to submit stuff to the New Yorker, it's making me feel like my world is so small. my set of jokes are so limited, and there's only like one couple of jokes that I always get back to, like subjects. And I feel like I am missing from so much that is happening in the world. And I did this very awful thing. And I went to the New Yorker comic section. They have an Instagram account only dedicated to comics that they have published in the past. And they're amazing. They're comics about life and history and things that I could never have access to, because they're like about very particular things that happened in the past, or like other people's view about things. And it's so hard to put me, like, to compare myself to other I was going to say comedians, they're almost comedians, cartoon artists. And I'm like, oh my god, I am so way far behind, I have never done this before, and it's cool that I'm trying this new thing, but I feel like I am so limited at this new thing. Plus, I have to do everything in English, and even though I think comedy is kind of universal, this is a certain way of phrasing things that are very particular in English. So yeah, it's hard, my loves. I actually made a list of all the things that I think I should like work on, I guess. I guess I can still milk the cow on my dad is an asshole and just like do a bunch of jokes about that. But what after that? Like, what am I supposed to talk now? I'm actually like questioning myself. Should I talk about like sexuality, or should I talk about, I don't know, being like neglected as a child? Is that what digging deeper means? I'm not saying like digging deeper is always talking about like serious stuff, by the way. But that's the only way I take it. Maybe digging deeper is also talk about things that no one says out loud, or that you have no idea you were doing in the first place, and now suddenly, oh my god, I do that also. But yeah, it's tricky, guys. It's tricky. And what Fleur said about being observant, I think I have to be even more observant now. I'm having fun. I don't know if you see it. No, it's really hard to tell. I am having fun. Yes. Is it fun, the word? Probably no. I think I am not used to being rejected, guys. This is the thing. Because you guys are amazing and you're spoiling me. Basically, all of this is your fault. I'm joking. But I don't think I've ever been so rejected in my life, in the sense that... I guess I'm lying. I've been rejected in other ways. But I've never been so rejected with a client, by a client, and it's not even a client, that they're not even paying me to do this. I am submitting myself to this pain for free. They only pay you if the joke gets accepted, by the way. So yeah, it's so devastating, but at the same time, I'm learning so much about myself, and it's like going to therapy for free. So that's the thing, guys. It's been really interesting, and I'm always like, you know what? Even if they say no for 6 months or for a year, I have so many material now that I get the chance to upload to Instagram. And I'm meeting the freaking director, and I went to the office the other day, and it was an amazing experience. And I don't know, guys. I feel really good about this. There was another comment, actually. Vene said it. Vene Franco. And she said, I think the hardest part about writing is finding your voice. I think it's a struggle that takes many years. It requires self-awareness, confidence, and clarity. It means being comfortable in your own skin no matter what, being confident that that what you have to say or write or paint is worthwhile. If not, no one else but yourself is a tricky bastard. And also, Anna with the key said, la, 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 la. It's so strange to hear you say that you don't feel like you know your voice yet, because to me, it feels like there's something very characteristic of you in everything you make. It's about that, Anna. It's weird because Ed struggles with the same situation. He feels like, for example, I can tell exactly if a play sounds like Ed. Like, Ed is a playwright. He writes plays for a living. And every time he does something in a play, I'm like, oh, that's so you. It's very easy to recognize someone else on something that they're doing, but it's hard for me, and I think for everybody, to recognize themselves on what they do. So it's hard for me to recognize what makes my work me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like so dorky writing it down, but I feel like it's the only thing I can do right now. I don't know. I'm in this very weird path right now, guys, and I know it's something that is going to take me a while to do it, but I just want them to say yes. Why? Maybe because deep down, I would love to get someone else's approval and say, like, oh, you know what? This is by the blah blah blah. This very outstanding and famous publication said yes to me, and maybe I mean, it's something that maybe everybody goes through. Like, they want approval and they want like a back in the back, like, good job, you're doing a good job. Yeah, I'm a sucker for that. Of course, I want that. Is that it? I don't know. No. I'm really enjoying the ride. I'm talking to myself. I don't know if you can see. I'm crazy. But yeah, that's my journey, baby. I just submitted a couple of jokes. I have no idea if they're going to say yes. Probably they're going to say no. But I'm here for the long ride. So, one advice my friend Amy said to me was, baby, just like submit the thing thinking that they're going to say no every time. I think Amy said that, right? I don't remember who told me that. But it's hard for me to always be in the mindset that they're going to say no, like submitting, thinking that they're always going to say no, because you always have a tiny hope that they're going to say yes. You know what I mean? And sometimes that tiny hope is the only thing I have. Is what gives me life and like keeps me going, even if it's tiny. It's like, I don't care. And I imagine the email saying, like, oh yes, friend, we loved it. Do you guys experience the same thing? Anyway, that's the New Yorker update. Also, and this is like a really weird news, but my mom is retiring, guys. My mom is amazing. She's retiring. Oh my God. She's retiring. I think yesterday was her last official day of work. And when parents retire, guys, it's so sad, don't you think? do you have parents that retired? My mom has been a nurse her entire life, and she, like, her being a nurse has been so intertwined with her identity that it's really hard for me to separate them, like the two of them. I don't know if that makes sense. And my mom has always been such a hardworking person, but the pension system in Chile is so fucked up. I'm sorry I said the F word, but I needed to say it. So she's retiring with almost no money. And we had this very crazy idea, and I don't know, like, please tell me what you guys think. I think my mom should have, like, a vegan bakery in Chile, and we should, like, sell stickers and stationery together. Because shipping stuff to Chile is getting super tricky. Every time I ship a parcel, it takes so long. And it will be nice to have, like, a small pop-up shop there. I don't know, what do you guys think? My mom was super excited about this idea, of course, and she's been wanting to bake vegan stuff for so long. She actually wanted to keep working as a nurse because she enjoys it a lot. Did I say that correctly? It sounds so weird when I say it. And even though she sent so many CVs, resumes, no one replied because probably she's too old, and it's so horrible to feel obsolete. My mom's boss made her feel like that she was obsolete. So I'm very happy that my mom stopped working there, but it's so sad that no one wants to hire her. Anyway. So we were thinking of having this, like, small business together, and I am so excited, you guys, because I think that, I don't know, I guess I've been so inspired about, like, South Korean stationery shops that also sell, like, cookies and, banana cake and stuff like that. I think it would be really interesting to have something like that, not permanent. Let's just see, like, how it goes, but, can you imagine, guys? That would be so cool. Anyway. That's the thing. Oh, and I'm also by myself. Ed is officially in Chile. He will be there for a whole month. And, it's sad to be on my own. I love being on my own, but it's sad to be on my own because this is something, like, weird, but Ed and I live on a first floor, and I suddenly became so paranoid about living on a first floor because I know nothing bad is going to happen. But I'm so, like, sometimes scared that someone is going to come in, like, break in, because we have, we just installed the ACs from the window. And I was just thinking yesterday, and it was really hard for me to fall asleep because I was thinking, holy shit, anyone can pull out the AC and just, like, come right in. And yeah, I then spiraled down. Every time Ed leaves, I become this very light sleeper. I also have a very heavy sleep. I never wake up with anything, with the cats crying or the train passing. But when Ed leaves, I became really, like, aware of all the sounds and everything, especially at nighttime. So yeah, guys, that's the worst. Anyway, my plans for this weekend. Okay, do you know when, like, you get, like, a bubble of air on your throat and you talk like this? Okay, I was about to talk like that. Plans for this weekend. So, okay, I'm spending Thursday with my friend Amy, and then Friday, I think I'm going to work partially at home, and then I'm going to come here because they're finally installing internet in my flat, and I'm so happy, you guys. It's going to be so weird to have internet there. We have been surviving for so long with our cell phones, so now having proper internet is going to be, oh my god! Plus, there's no reception in the bathroom, so every time I go to poop, I have nothing to do but pooping. I mean, I guess it should be only, like, you should only poop and nothing else. But when I used to have, like, a couple of baths before it got too hot, I was like, I can't watch anything. Anyway, That was some like weird updates. And also, I think I'm going to see some friends. I would love to go to the museum. My friend Monte told me that there was an exhibition about the Guerrilla Girls and Guerrilla Girls. Guerrilla Girls or Gorilla Girls? I don't know. I think it's Guerrilla, right? Because it was like one of the first strongest, yeah, Guerrilla Girls. I guess it's, in English it's pronounced Guerrilla. It was an anonymous group of feminist female artists devoted to fight sexism and racism within the art world. The group formed in New York City in 1985. Oh my God, it's almost my age. I mean, not almost, but yeah. Anyway, there's an exhibition going on here in New York, and I would love to see it. I remember when I was studying graphic design, we had an entire class that was devoted to art theory, and I remember we talked about them, and I thought they were so cool. Anyway, I think that's my plan, you guys. Oh, and probably do laundry because you always have to do laundry during the weekends. That's it, my loves. This was a very chatty and chilled podcast. I just wanted to give like a quick shout out because this morning I was on Twitter and let me see. And the Abby said that since moving to Vancouver, I've been catching up on Fran's Patreon podcast every morning on my commute to work. It feels the best company ever. Oh my God. Thank you so much, guys. Every time you said like, I love your podcast, blah, 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 it's the nicest feedback ever because I have no idea how many people listen to this podcast. I have no idea if people, I mean, I guess, yeah, you're listening to it somehow. But since it's such a like literally catching up with a friend podcast, I feel like there's no like, I don't know, it's such a like weird format of a podcast. But yeah, I guess I will love to listen to podcasts like this in a very chill way. So I'm very happy that you guys are enjoying it as well. If you have any like suggestions for me to do on this podcast, that'll be super cool. But I love reading your comments. Thank you so much for your feedback and the nice thoughts. I love you guys. I'm sending you right now all love and motivation, buckets of motivation. If you're going through like a very weird phase, not telling like your face was weird, but like phase as a period of time, it's going to be fine, my loves. Like, please rest, but also do a to-do list and just like make a commitment to just like leave or like move away from this like weird situation. You have all the power, I promise. Like, I'm already out and I'm so happy I did it. So don't wait any longer. The powers is yours. Is that the phrase of Captain? There was a superhero that it was like environmentally friendly. We call it Capitan Planeta in Spanish. Anyway, I love you guys. We could chat about this forever, never, never, ever. I love you so much. Have an amazing weekend. And I love you. And thank you so much for all your love and support. It means everything to me. Like, you're the reason why I'm in this office with a tiny fan and drinking iced coffee. So thank you so much. I love you. Bye.